We begin by talking UNC. UNC and United Health Foundation have teamed up for a three-year, $1.6 million partnership to help address the growing need for a larger and more diverse workforce of healthcare data experts. That's a direct quote from the statement they released earlier today. Chancellor Carol Folt and Governor Roy Cooper were both on hand for an announcement. WCHL's news director Blake Hodge was there as well covering it, and he joins us now in the studio. What's up?
Hey, Aaron. Hope you're doing well. We had an interesting day starting out on campus. As Carol Folt said to Roy Cooper today, anytime the governor's on campus, it's typically good news for the university because they're announcing
either bad news one way or the other. Yeah.
But most of the time, pretty good news. So they have this $1.6 million grant over the next 3 years to try to get a greater diversity into this type of program. Carolina has had the university's Carolina Health Informatics Program since 2010, and this is trying to accomplish a lot of things, talking about technology and using data across different areas of the medical field, so kind of combining a few things that Carolina has got a really good reputation in. Mm-hmm. And what they are hoping to do here is expand the opportunity and the access to this program to a lot more minority students, starting specifically at HBCUs and recruiting from there and making it more easily accessible to those universities and those students, and then kind of spreading that around to minority students at the PWIs throughout the UNC system as well. So I asked Carol Folt about that today, of what's already been done in terms of building that network and continuing to expand on that, and she pointed to the fact of the governance structure of the UNC system and the way that everybody already kind of works together and knows about the big projects going on at each other's campuses is already having an inclination down that pathway, but certainly going to need some new infrastructure there and just processes to get this moving along. But they're hoping to have this first kind of boot camp session this summer, so they're hoping to move quickly.
So we're talking about a program called Project Enable that was launched earlier today by this $1.6 million grant from United Health Foundation to UNC, and this is in order to recruit and train more people to analyze healthcare data, right?
Yeah.
The upshot being that we've got a shortage of people to do that, and minority groups are particularly underrepresented, so trying to deal with both issues at once.
Yeah, and Roy Cooper gave the example today of his parents going through health issues and going to a doctor and getting a test run and then going to another doctor that had been recommended and them saying, well, we need to do this test, and being so frustrated of saying, we just had that test done.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we have to do it on our own because we don't know those results, so we're not going to be able to get those results. So you're trying to figure out a way to utilize the data that we have in a better way across all of these fields, and finding ways to have the workforce that is in place ready to go. And as the words of Roy Cooper today was that having a workforce that looks like the state of North Carolina was very important in his talk today. And, you know, he got to, you know, he ventured into several different areas whenever we're talking about this, of just expanding healthcare in general and expanding Medicaid in North Carolina, and, you know, encouraging diversity in all these different types of workforces, and also developing a skilled workforce to continue working through these 21st century jobs and jobs that are not only new jobs in terms of this isn't a job that we had yesterday, but a new type of job as well.
All right. I'll keep following that. Blake Hodge, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.